Here's now Rodney Hogg once again, well up to Gooch, as he should be.
And chance is caught by Hughes, bowled Hogg. Listen to that roar. Randall, Footwood, bowled Hogg.
Rodney Hogg has bowled it perfectly.
Every so often, Rodney Hogg is producing a magnificent delivery.
On Hungry for Sport, here's Rodney Hogg with thanks to Rivera's Restaurants. Try the famous chili prawns created by Rivera's Seafood Restaurants.
Yes, he was a new sensation, Rodney Hogg, because he took over from the great Dennis Lilly. He got all those wickets and he had the crowd chanting, Hoggy, Hoggy, Hoggy. And I dare say he may have been one of the greatest sledgers of all time as well. Rodney, good morning.
Seventh best swearer that Australia have produced in Test cricket.
the seventh best.
Yeah, and I'm proud of that.
I'm who beat you? Who were the other six?
Oh, Lenny Pascoe's number one, Mervyn Hughes number two, Dennis Lilly three.
Jeff Thompson get a gig?
No, Tomo, not at all.
Not at all?
No, nowhere near it. He didn't, only swore himself, Tomo. No, an interesting one. But Pascoe, Hughes.
Was he?
Lilly. And Hogg, seventh. Good swearer.
Well, at the moment we read today, there's going to be a lot of heartburn because we hear the Indians talking up. They're going to get right in the face of Watson, right in the face of Dave Warner. And we know that there's a bit of history between... No, Warner and several of the Indian players as well. Do you expect someone, as the SMS says, someone's going to pull a stump out of the ground and is going to harpoon a player today in the middle of the SCG?
All started by SEN and you. Look,
someone will throw
there's
a punch
obviously
today.
A bit of there's fractions between the teams, isn't there? And let's face it, I reckon the Australians are probably, if they want to believe what the media is saying, it should be a green top. We should be bowling on a green top, shouldn't we? We shouldn't have to be bowling on a re-prepared spinner's wicket that's suiting India. Why are we doing that in Australia? Probably because we're doing that because it's an ICC tournament. It's not an Australian tournament. If this was an Australian home game, we would certainly have a green top because Stark's in magnificent form. But because it's an ICC game, and I would assume... Look, this might be out of left field a little bit, but who runs the ICC? India, don't they? What sort of a pitch does India want?
So you're saying they're going to lean on someone to make it a spinner's wicket?
Well, they've done it. They've already done it. They've been down canvassing the ground. They've said, we want that pitch. Bring that up again. Either that or the curator's very lazy because he re-prepared. No, he's a very lazy curator because he re-prepared the wicket for the Sri Lankan-South African game. That was a re-prepared wicket. And the little spinner, Imran Tahir, went through Sri Lanka, got four wickets. So we're going to play on that same wicket again? Oh, I mean, please, if you're an Indian, if you wanted the perfect scenario for India, it would be let's play Australia in Sydney on a re-prepared wicket. That's their best chance. So I really believe that they'll win today, India.
You're suggesting India is going to beat Australia?
Suggesting.
Well, have you seen Australia's batting lineup? We'll make 5,000 runs. No one can beat us because our batting lineup is phenomenal. We could be 5-0. I've told you that before. And we'll still make 350. Have you seen it?
I like our middle order.
Finch. Warner.
Both out of form.
Smith.
Smith in form.
Clark.
Out of form.
Stark. Maxwell.
Maxwell, yeah. Maxwell and Smith are only two form batsmen. There's two blokes left in... There's three teams left in the carnival. There's two colossal hitters in McCullum and Maxwell. They're the two. They're both striking about nearly 200. They're amazing. They're the two blokes. So Maxwell is a key today, but Maxwell's a key because of his bowling. I would have thought we'll go on the same. So they may play... I don't think they'll play Doherty. I don't even think he's available. So Maxwell is a key. He's a part-time spinner. So I want to ask you just something. We'll go back to that. But just last night, I did a function with the Brighton Rotary, and they were magnificent.
They're a great club, aren't they?
Oh, they're sensational. You would have spoken there.
Long, long time ago, but I...
Well, you're due to do there again next year.
It was a lovely club, and they do a lot of great work for charity.
Raise money for Les Twentyman. Magnificent.
And last night,
I've got a little correlation, because last night I was there with Sir Richard Hadley and Sir Ian Botham.
Really? Knights?
Both knights. And seriously... KB, if you were in the West Indies, or if you're in New Zealand, or you're in England, you'd be Sir Kevin Bartlett. I've got no doubt about that. You would be Sir Kevin Bartlett. No, for sure. Seriously.
Yes.
Curtly Ambrose is a sir now.
Is he?
Oh, please.
Sir Curtly Ambrose.
Sir Curtly Ambrose.
Sir Rodney Hogg?
And by the way, there's a bloke called Patrick Patterson who you probably remember.
Yes.
No one can find him on the planet. They don't know where he is.
He's disappeared.
He's disappeared. I'm doing a book with John Anderson.
He was a fast bowler.
An awesome fast bowler. And no one knows where he is. Disappeared. So that's pretty sad. But anyway, getting back to Sir Richard Hadlee and Sir Ian Botham. Now, how many wickets has Sir Richard Hadlee got?
He would have got about 370 or something.
431.
Oh, more than that. Jeez.
Sorry for being a smart. I'm not trying to pressure
right.
you here
no,
for an
that's
answer.
All right. No,
Botham, 383.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Now, they're both Sirs. How many games of footy did you play?
403.
So, to me, there's a correlation. There should be a correlation between test wickets and games of AFL footy. So, you've got 403. So, there's a sir. You should be a sir.
Okay.
And what was amazing to see Sir Richard Hadlee again, and we talk about moments or times in our little careers, or you had a big career, I had a little one, but you make huge mistakes. And I made a really bad mistake at the MCG one day. It was about 1982. Australia played New Zealand in a one-day game. And Hadlee, obviously the superstar for New Zealand, had a very good side. Led by House and Edgar and all those blokes. And anyway, New Zealand were knocked over for 180. And we're two for about 120. So we're coasting. We're playing New Zealand. We're two for 120. We've got them out for 180. So I had a date. Mightn't be a date, but I had a fair bit to do that night.
A function.
Yeah, I'll say function, yeah. So what I did is I had a shower. We're two for 120. We've got hooks and all those batsmen to come. So I had a shower, got myself into my civvies, ready for the night so I could, you know, get into the
quick
beers.
Quick getaway.
Quick, straight into the beers. It's not your caper, Kevin. I know you're not a drinker, but when you're a drinker, you try and prepare for these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm all ready. What happens? Hadlee takes four quick wickets, and all of a sudden, we're about seven down. I had to rush around and get... put my gear back on.
Put the whites back on.
Had to put the gear, little yellows, had to put them back on. Now, I had a bit of hair, and I don't know if you ever had hair in your life, but I had hair when I was...
I was born bald.
I had hair when I was a young bloke. I had a fair bit of hair, and I just washed my hair, and I said to myself, I'm not going to wash my hair again. That'd be silly. So I'm not going to put the helmet on, because we were going to get beaten. So I didn't put the helmet on. I've come out the bat.
Brave.
Hadlee saw that. No, I wasn't brave. I was just stupid. And Hadlee saw that and thought... Oh, happy birthday here. So he bowled me a short and hit me on the ear and I got 8 stitches, got carved off the ground. So you talk about bad mistakes in sport. That's a really, really bad mistake. You must have made. You must have weaved when you should have ducked, or one day someone elbowed you in the head when you thought, oh, I should have gone that way instead of this
never,
way.
Never.
Never?
No, never.
You never got elbowed in the head?
I got kneed in the head by my own teammate, and Dale Waitman broke my cheekbone and my eye socket.
By Waitman?
And my nose, yes.
Was he trying to get the number one roving spot?
I think he was after my spot.
What about Wayne Richardson? You would have played on him
a fair bit. Yes, great player.
260, never had a blood nose once. How can you play league football in the middle of the ground when it was really tough and not have a blood nose in your whole career?
Some people are not bleeders.
Hey?
You don't have to be a bleeder to actually play the game. I saw a photograph of you at that function. It's just been sent through off the SMSs there. Someone was there last night, and you're pouring a drink for Sir Ian Botham. So what were you, some sort of waiter there last night? Can't he get his own drinks?
No, you won't understand this because you're not a sir, but you should be a sir. When you run across sirs in the same industry you're in, like Ian's a cricketer, obviously, then my protocol is I've got to serve red wines. I've got to pour them. And the same with you. If Stan Magro was at a function, you were Sir Kevin Bartlett, Stan would have to pour you your red wine if you drank.
He'd run through me, I reckon. I don't think he'd be pouring me a drink. We'll take a break. We're coming back. We're taking your calls, 9429-1116, along with Rodney Hogg. You may want to talk about the big game that's on today. Hoggy is tipping India, which I think is un-Australian.
Hoggy's here for Rabira's Restaurants, where oysters are freshly shucked every day.
To our best callers, we've got the Dimitina restaurant voucher and some beautiful Bataki hams. And also, I got a couple of tickets to see Melbourne City take on the Brisbane Roar. Got thrashed last night, 4-1 by the Wanderers this Saturday at Amy Park. And does look like to me now that maybe Melbourne City, Johnny Van Schip and the boys are going to be playing in the finals. Let's go to David, who joins us in Oakley. G'day, Dave.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Not copying a Hoggy. I actually caught up during Get Something Off Your Chest with this. But can you actually explain... a lazy groundskeeper, I think, is a bit off. Can you actually explain why we've got a spin deck in Sydney today? Because I can't remember the last time there was an Indian track that was, you know, oh, this one's going to be a bouncy one today.
Well, we saw re-prepared wickets down in New Zealand. We've seen them the whole carnival, so it's not a surprise. But as you say, that wicket before, I just say, mate, don't take everything I say. Just take it sometimes with a grain of salt, because I don't even know the curator, so I don't know if he's lazy or not. But the wickets, it seems strange that it's been re-prepared and re-prepared again, and it won't be. You would think that there's no way known. I think they had a day of rain 2 days ago, so the curator couldn't get on. So you would feel that it's not going to be a 300-run game because the ball won't come onto the bat, I would have thought. So, but then again, I thought Fawada, he got 8 wickets in the first innings in this game on a re-prepared wicket, and I thought he'd cash in the second. He didn't get a wicket, I don't think. So you can't always work it out exactly how it's going to happen, but it seems to be strange but it's an ICC function. So someone from India runs the ICC, so someone from the ICC may have been down there and said, we want that pitch for this final.
If we win the toss, do we bat or bowl? Australia?
I think you've got to bat on re-prepared wickets. I think you've got to bat first and get runs on the board. I know that's not the way this...
South Africa won the toss the other night and batted.
Yeah, that was a bit strange because their whole game revolves around scoring so many runs in the last 20 overs. So they need to probably bat second, and they're not on fire with the ball, but they're on fire with the bat. So you want to chase when you're on fire with the bat. But we're not on fire with anything, really. You look at the two teams, and just at the moment, Maxwell and Smith, the only thing we've got in our favour is the psychology that Warner and Finch built up this summer against the Indian. It's a new carnival, but they will be going out to bat knowing Warner and Finch that they were pretty successful against India this summer. So that's in there. That's a good part for Australia. But we haven't got a team in form, KB. We keep rambling about them. Clark hasn't made a run. Watson was jumping around the other night. We've got two batsmen in real form. They've got 5.5 batsmen in form. Their whole attack's in form. It's a different attack than it was in this summer. And they've got two frontline spinners on a spinning wicket. We've got half a spinner on a spinning wicket. So why would you think that Australia going to walk up start to win?
Because we've got that many terrific batsmen. Doesn't matter if you're out of form now, because Finch is out of form since the first one. He's likely to come out and make a century, even if Warner fails. And then, you've got Watson, you've got Steve Smith. I mean, it's a phenomenal batting lineup. Brett says nothing sure than Ashwin taking the new ball for India.
Well, a real good chance. And if I was a betting man, I'd wait to see if there's a little bit of spin, and then I'd go and I'd certainly back India. We don't play spin very well, so if the ball turns today, we won't win the game.
Steve's from Cranbourne. G'day, Steve.
How you going, fellas?
Good, Steve.
Yeah, I got two things. I reckon I think there is going to be sledging happening, because when they're in the moment and in that moment playing against the India, it's going to be irresistible not to sledge. And the second thing, do you reckon the pitch is going to suit both teams? But do you reckon the pitch will suit India as much as Australia?
Last time I went to church, the Reverend didn't say no sledging, please.
It's pretty raw between these two sides.
Get a bit
of sledging
happening.
Some SMS are saying disgraceful comments, KB, to say there'd be a punch on today. Well, it's a figure of speech that there's going to be a lot of heartburn between these two sides. It's going to be on. There's no doubt there's going to be a lot of. It's going to be interesting to see how the umpires handle it today, because we're playing for a spot in the World Cup. So, we're playing for big stakes today. And let's face it, there's a bit of heartburn between these two sides. What we have been told also, that India have only beaten Australia once in the last 14 matches in Sydney. That comes from Penguin in Ballarat.
Means nothing. The last time we played in Sydney in a game that was completed, we had only three that are playing this game. Those stats never added up to me. Like Richmond Footy Club haven't beaten someone, Collingwood down there for 15 years. But it's a new group of blokes. I mean, they won't be thinking about what's happened in the last 40 years or the last 12 games, will they?
Well, Hoggy, if Australia gets beaten, therefore New Zealand's playing India at the MCG. Are you a New Zealand fan now, are you? Do you think
well,
New Zealand?
My mum was born in New Zealand.
My grandfather was from New Zealand.
Well, I'm barracking from New Zealand.
I'm a bit Kiwi.
Yeah. I'm barracking from whether they play India or Australia. But they won't be playing Australia. They'll be playing India. And because of the McCullum factor, they will win. New Zealand will win. But New Zealand's attack at the MCG is slightly not... Well, I don't know about that one.
Coming off the SMSs, Hoggy, you were brilliant last night. Many thanks. And that's from the Brighton Rotary Club.
Was it?
Well done. Yes,
nice.
They've just come off the SMSs. Steve in Cranbourne, give us a call back. And Dave in Oakley, give us a call back. You picked up some great prizes as well. Hoggy, we'll catch you next week.
Might have been brilliant pouring the wines.
That was from Sir Richard Hadley, by the way. Coming up, The Buzz and Sean Grav.
Rodney regularly dines on only the freshest and best seafood at Rabirah's in Port Melbourne and also now in North Melbourne.